Hi, and welcome to Women CEO in Reflection, a podcast dedicated to personal growth and mental health discussions with women CEOs across the globe. It's here where inspired women get candid about what drives them to succeed and the personal challenges they've encountered on their path to success. So if you're a woman on a mission, this is the podcast you don't want to miss. So sit back, relax, and let's get candid. Hi, and welcome to Women CEO in Reflection. I'm your host, Marisa Jones, and I'm joined by my co-host, Neil Haley. Today's guest is Marisol Graham. She's the owner of Baxter Graham Design, where her company offers unique home decor and gift items. Baxter Graham Design collaborates through partnership with Upstage by Designs with Andrea Hansley to offer e-design services, allowing customers to help visualize their space. Marisol also specializes in website design, logo, branding, print, graphic design, and email marketing, and has recently become the Spring Chapter local leader for Women's Council of Entrepreneurs. Please welcome Marisol to the show. Welcome, Marisol. Thank you.
I'm happy to be here.
Thank you. I'm so glad you're here today. So tell us a little bit about having your own design company, kind of what led you on the path to being an entrepreneur.
What led me on the path to being an entrepreneur actually happened about maybe 15 years ago when we went through a recession and I lost my job. They let people go at the place where I was working, and I happened to be one of the ones that got the cut. And so there I was, you know, no job, trying to figure out what I was going to do. Jobs were scarce at that time. I don't know how many people remember, but they were. And so I was already doing graphic design for the company that I was with. And I just decided, you know what? That's what I'm going to do to make it work, you know? And I already had a few clients already that I did things for. And it kind of grew from there. And then I had Baxter Graham Design. I did the web and graphic design for maybe about 4 years or so. And during that time, I got married to my third husband. And I had the weirdest feeling that it was time for me to have a baby. And which I say is weird because they told me I could never have children. But for some reason, I had this weird feeling that it's time for us to have a baby. And so I started working at the place where he worked because they actually had a position open. And within a year, I was pregnant and we had a baby. And so
you will do it for sure.
Yeah. And had my son, and I worked at that job for close to 10 years. Then the pandemic hit. And during the pandemic, I was working till like 1 a.m. So I would get up in the mornings. I would get on Zoom with my son for his school. We would do that until school ended. And then when school ended, I would immediately get on and I would start doing my job till like 1 a.m. But the woman who was over me at that time was not very, I'm trying to say it, understanding of the situation we were in with the pandemic, and was continually complaining to my boss that I don't understand why the boss, the head of everything, was telling her, look, we're in unprecedented times. You need to cut her some slack. And she really wouldn't. And so I forwarded the emails that I got from this person to my husband. And my husband just said, you know what? Again, same thing. We're in unprecedented times. We don't know how long this is going to stop. Quit. You want to quit? Quit. Well, I did, but I'm not a quitter. So I quit, but then I started home decor. and an opportunity presented itself during the pandemic where there's this company called Painted Tree. Painted Tree is kind of like an lack of a better word, antique mall concept. So there are all of these open spaces within it, and you can rent that open space. And when you rent that open space, that is your space. You basically have a brick and mortar without having all the other things that go along with a brick and mortar. A lot of people don't realize you have a brick and mortar, you have to pay for insurance. You got to pay for the garbage. You got to pay for water. You got to pay for lights. You got to pay for gas. If you have gas, you got to pay for your internet. But with the Painted Tree, all I had to do was just pay for my space. And I got it. I got to design it however I wanted. I branded it to my brand. I put in all, not only pieces that I made, I started bringing in from other artists. I also started bringing in, you know, of course, you know, the normal brands and everything that most people recognize, because you don't want people to go and say, oh, it's a little too weird. You still want, you want your target market to be able to still, you know, be drawn to it, want to buy from you, that sort of a thing. And so those who are starting out, if you're listening, always listen to your target market. You know, pay attention. You can bring in things that you like that resonate with you, because there are others who are like-minded to you, and they will like those pieces, but also listen to your target market and what they like. A lot of people, they bring in, I'm preaching, sorry, but I noticed that a lot of people, they bring in things that they love, but they don't listen to what their customers actually want. And I'm guilty of that too. In the beginning, I only brought in things that I liked. And if you notice, I like really flowery things. I also like very gothic things. I have a very dark heart. It's weird. I tell people I'm like Marilyn Munster, you know, I look normal, but I'm not. And my sales, you know, weren't where I wanted them to be. And so I did, I started paying more attention to my market, my target. In fact, I even created a girl, and I had her up next to my computer, and I would talk to her every day. What I even named her. It's so crazy. So her name was Misty. And I would tell her, Misty, what is it that you're feeling today? What is it that you would like? And I did. I gave her a background story. You know, I had it written next to her, you know, all the little things she liked. She liked winter. She loved seeing snow. You know, Misty had an entire personality. But when I started going to wholesale products and trying to bring in wholesale products, I looked at Misty, and I brought in things that Misty would want, and my sales moved, you know, and I
was your
forever.
She was your muse. When I was writing my book and going through the editing process, that's what I was told from my book coach, was find your muse, pretend, you know, act like she's sitting right next to you. And mm-hmm. What would you tell her? Right. Come yeah. from the heart. What would you tell her? And that, and once I had that vision, that it just flowed, the words just flowed, and it was so much easier. But I want to go back to the time when you were during COVID, because you've pivoted a few times, right? And you had some challenges, you know, with having to raise your son and being, you know, a lot of people got put in that situation. I was similar. My son was in high school, and they made a rule at my company that if your kids were in high school, you didn't have flexibility. And it's like, I don't think they realized that leaving a 15-year-old boy at home was not going to get schoolwork done.
But no, not at all.
It was very challenging. But you pivoted, and you completely went in a new direction. So you, while you did online website design and marketing, now you went to home decor. Did you have any fear? Did you, like, what was your mindset that just said, oh, I'm just going to do that?
Okay. So with the pivot, like I said, I'm not a quitter. So even while I was working, I had a side hustle, and my side hustle, it included my son. Because when I had my son, I realized there weren't a lot of toys that were designed for boys. And the ones that were designed for boys, like, it was a very limited color palette, you know, and it was mostly sports, things like that. And my son's very creative, like I am, you know. And so we started designing together. We started designing our own little lovies, you know. And so I would sketch things out, and he would tell me what he would want. And then I would go to the computer, and I would use Illustrator, and, you know, I would create it. And so the lovies or plushies that we made, they were a work of love, and it was side income, side money that came in. So it was when I left my job, my sister lives two blocks away from me. And so I was at my sister's house with my son, because she likes making him cookies. And we're sitting there, and again, I was like, you know, I said, I quit the job. I couldn't see a tree. I was thinking of looking at it. And my sister was the one who was like, you know what? I think this is what you should do full time. I don't think you should worry about looking for a new job or anything like that. She says, you know, this is what you did before. I already know you. I've known you all my life. You know, this is, I think you can do it. This is something you can do. And in fact, my sister, who completely believes in me, it's crazy, but completely believes in me. She even said, you know what? We'll split the booth. We'll do it together, because she makes wreaths. And that was like her side hustle. And that's what we did. And in fact, she said, and you know what? I believe in you so much. I'm paying for this first 6 months of rent. I'll pay for 6 months. You can do the next 6 months, because I know you'll make that money. And that's how it worked. So even though it was kind of a leap of faith, it was a calculated leap of faith, because I already had a product that I knew would sell, because it was selling. And I brought in other artists that I had been following them for years, and I talked to them, hey, I want to sell your things wholesale. And they were items that I knew they were selling. So I already knew that these products I was bringing in, there was already a market there for it. And then I started bringing in other items that complemented it. So whenever we start our businesses, it's always a leap of faith, no matter what, because we never know what's going to happen. I ran into a woman that started her business, and it was right when the pandemic hit, and she had to literally pivot when she was starting her business. And, you know, it was kind of soul crushing for her. But when we were talking about it, I was like, oh my gosh, people do this all the time. I think there's so much pressure on us just because we're women that we're supposed to like pick one thing and stick to it. And I was like, but if you look at it, like, look at Elon Musk. He started, I don't know how many other different businesses that failed, but no one really remembers those. They just remember Tesla. You know, they remember the ones that succeeded. I was like, but for whatever reason, because we're women, everybody focuses on the times that we fail, and they don't focus on the times when we have made it, you know? And I told her, I said, so don't focus on that. So you have to pivot. I'm pivoting. And I even told her, I said, and I'm not going to focus on, you know, oh, why I did this before, but now I'm doing this. It doesn't make me flighty. It makes me an entrepreneur. It means that I believe in myself, that I am going to do this. I am going to make this work. And even if this doesn't work, then I'm going to find something else. And there's a quote that I kind of live by, and it was Gene Simmons from Kiss who said it, but it resonated with me. And it was during his reality show. And he even like looked at the camera. He said, kids, always remember this. There is no such thing as failure. If you're still alive, you're still in the game. And he flat out said, keep moving. That's all you have to do. You just keep moving. One thing fails, move on to the next. And it's true. There is no such thing as failure. If you're still alive, you're still in the game. You still have a chance to keep moving forward. You still have a chance to make it work. You still have a chance to find what it is that is going to make you a success. One thing didn't work. Okay. So you figured out 100 ways not to make a light bulb. Now you're going to figure out the one way to do it. You know,
such great advice. No, that is such great advice. You know, because I started my business right before the pandemic, and I had to shift completely. My whole business plan was turned upside down. And then I wound up starting two more businesses during the pandemic because I switched. It was like, oh, I saw an opportunity here. I saw an opportunity here. I saw an opportunity here. You know, that's what we need to do, to be aware of that. So instead of, I think as women, sometimes we beat ourselves up as like, you know, because there's pressure, like you said. But you know, just keep moving. I think that's great advice. And I'm a big fan of Gene Simmons too. I grew up in that era.
Yeah.
So before we got on the call, you told me a story, which I would love for you to reshare on the podcast. If you don't mind, because
I don't know if she would want me to reshare it.
Okay.
But
maybe talk about the concept of it.
Yeah. The concept of it has to go along with there's no such thing as failure, you know? So basically what it is that I'm an open book, and I was telling a friend who was going through some troubles, that everything was going to be fine. It was going to get better. And it never seems like it when we're in the moment. It seems as though the entire world is crashing over us whenever we experience any type of loss, no matter what the loss could be. It could be the loss of a relationship. It could be the loss of a loved one. It is overwhelming in the moment. And sometimes we can't see the light that is at the end of the tunnel. Because when we're looking at it, we're at the end of the tunnel and that light is a pin dot. But keep pushing through. Keep moving forward. And that pin dot, that happiness, the light, the happiness is going to get bigger and it's going to get bigger and it's going to get bigger until you are standing in the sun again. And one of the things that I told her was that, you know, this is my third marriage. I've been divorced twice. The very first one was my high school sweetheart. I was devastated. I thought I was the only woman in the world that was ever going through a divorce. And that wasn't even the truth. Everybody knows that, not even close to the truth. And then same thing when I went through my second divorce, I decided, you know what? I think I'm marrying the same person over and over again. And so I went to therapy and I decided I needed to fix me first before I ever fix, you know, get into anything else. I was going to fix me. And therapy was the best thing I could have ever done. Best thing. And in fact, I'm letting everyone out there know I got perfect advice whenever I first went into therapy, because I thought only crazy people go into therapy. That's not true at all. And the advice that I got was from another friend, and he had heard it from someone else. Therapy is the best gift you can ever give yourself, because it is someone who is paid to do nothing else but listen to you. They're not telling you their story. They're not telling you about their life. They are listening to everything you have to say, and they're there to help. And he was absolutely right. And it did help. And there, when you go through a loss, a divorce, etc., things like that, you, like you said earlier, you kind of beat yourself up, you know, and you think, oh, it's all my fault. And it's not all your fault. It's not all their fault. All it is that for whatever reason, in this moment in time, you two grew apart. And maybe you are having trouble finding your way back to each other, or maybe you've realized that now you're a different person and it's okay to be apart. And it's okay to move forward and it's okay to move on. It doesn't have to be a fight. It doesn't have to be drama, you know? Sometimes it is drama because we're hurt and we want that person to hurt too. We want them to hurt as much as we hurt. But all that's really doing is you're actually kind of hurting yourself. And I learned that in therapy, you know? And now everything takes a completely different approach, you know? And hopefully it helps for people to know that you're not crazy if you go to therapy. It's, you know, yes, if you're going through a loss, reach out. Talk to someone, be with people. It's okay. You know, you don't have to hide it. You don't have to be afraid, because there's someone out there somewhere who either went through it or is going through it too. And they are more than willing to share it with you. You know, we're all here for each other. And I think we kind of forget that in the time of social media, where it's all about like me, 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 me. I think we kind of forget that sometimes we have to be present with those who are with us. You know, today I went and saw a movie with my son, Lyle Lyle Crocodile. And I had tons of things I needed to do with the business, but my son is home with me today and he wanted to see the movie. And I was like, you know what? Yes, because I'm going to cherish every moment I have with you, you know? And even in the middle of Lyle Lyle Crocodile, there was a moment where it got a little sad. And my son looked at me, Mom, do you need a hug? Every day, you know, bring it in,
buddy. That's so great. Well, and you know, I love that, you know, living in present moments, you know, that's what I love. You know, that's what keeps me sane, is living in present moments, making sure every interaction is quality time, quality, you know, paying attention and being present with the individuals that you surround yourself with. or with the task that you're doing. And it's interesting you talk about two divorces. I've been divorced twice, and this, you know, I thought I was healed. I had done years of therapy and years, and I thought I was healed and ready for a relationship. And I went, oh, there's big pockets here I never even addressed, you know. And the second time I felt like a failure. I was like, how did I do that again? You know, but I always say healing is a lifetime's journey. And, you know, in the beginning, I was like, how am I going to tell everyone I'm walking away from this marriage? Like, this is going to kill everyone. But I did it. I stood up and I did it. And that's so important because, you know, I was so worried in the beginning about what everybody else was going to think. And, you know, and like your friend, I was afraid to tell people, but you have to speak up, you know, because other people are going through it. Other people will understand. Other people will resonate, and all they're going to do is listen, like a therapist, you know. So you know, it's you don't have to hide it, and that's really, you know, one of the reasons I wanted to do this podcast was because one of the main reasons when I went to my first divorce, I fell apart, and I thought I was going to lose my career. I thought I was going to lose my kids. Like, I thought my whole world was going to crumble. Because I was going through a divorce and I was depressed and I had shame of telling people, and that's the whole purpose of this podcast. So,
I was going to jump in. You know, yeah. I'm just
this. Oh, you're here.
I'm here. I've been here listening to this now. So this is my 15th show today. No, I'm more than that. I did an event where I interviewed X amount of people today. The last 2 days, speakers from an event, plus I did over 5 or 6 more shows. So I have been zoomed out in certain ways, but I wanted to back. What I've heard in the last 2 days interviewing all these coaches is that everyone is hurting right now. 90% of people that are working right now have jobs, are unhappy with their jobs, that came with CNN, or depressed right now, 90%. And 80% of people, according to Gallup, are unhappy with their jobs. So it's really a time where people like yourself, Marisa, and some of the people I've talked to as coaches to be there for people because of the hurt and pain that everyone is going through. And they really have to work things out. And it's powerful when people share stories because we need to share stories on podcasts that are being real, not fake, so that people understand, guess what? We're all going through this journey. And it's sad to know, Marisa, when you think about it, there are 90% of the people that are working in current jobs are depressed. That is a really glaring number, according to CNN. And the 80% are unhappy with their jobs. So depressed 90%, 80%. And so what can we do? Except I guess we're seeing that everyone's going an entrepreneur, business owner, venture in a way, or the people that are going to be the best employers are the ones that are going to have to understand what people are going through, and they need right. people like Marisa. So I just wanted to bring that up. And Marisol, the stories of how you've been able to work through things to get to where you are as an entrepreneur, another fantastic story. I just wanted to share that at the end of this and pass it back to you, Marisa.
Thank you, Neil. I appreciate that. It's always good to have other perspectives. And, you know, what he said was really, I liked what he said about having an employer who understands what you're going through, just what you were talking about, Marisol, because that doesn't always happen. It doesn't always happen.
Oh, not at all. Uh-uh. Because before even this last job, I've been in other jobs where they literally, like, I had one boss, oh my gosh, she would sometimes follow me into the bathroom asking me when I was going to get something done. I was like, just as soon as I finish here, you know, I will be
like,
oh my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not a first I've heard that. So,
yeah.
Well, we are at a time. It's been a great conversation. Thank you, Marisol. Where can people find you?
So my Instagram is at Baxter Graham Design. Same thing on Facebook is Baxter Graham Design. Our website is baxtergraham.com. And it's the name Baxter Graham. Everybody asked me, it came from my grandmother, if you have to
know. Oh, I love that. Love that. What a great honor. Thank you. Thank you again for being on the show. We'll put the links in the description. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Women CEO in Reflection. To reach out to one of our guests, their contact is in the description of the show. Do you want a total mindset transformation? Apply to Mindset Warrior, The Art of Intentional Thinking, my personal coaching bootcamp at iamamindsetwarrior.com and schedule your call with me today. Thank you.